Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Your morning starts now. It's the Q102 Jeff and Jen podcast, brought to you by CVG Airport. Fly healthy through CVG. For more information, go to CVG Airport /fly healthy.
Emma is looking for a second date update, and we're going to try to help her out. Hi, Emma. How are you?
Hi, guys. I'm doing pretty well. Thanks so much for having me on to help me out.
We're going to try. You want to take us from the beginning and tell us how you met Craig and how that first date went?
Yeah. Like, I met this guy on Tinder and, you know, we go out for drinks and we had like a really nice time. I mean, seriously, it was honestly the best times I've had in months.
How? And like, how was it a great time?
Mm-hmm. You know, we were just laughing and the chemistry was really good. It just, it was never awkward. We had good vibes the whole time. I don't know. Like, I go on a lot of dates. Like, I enjoy meeting guys. Like, I love the whole dating scene. I think, I know I'm like kind of crazy and weird to say that, but like, I love getting to know people. So
that's
this
great.
One just felt like, I know, like, I think it's like fun. Like, I don't get all like another one. Like, I look forward to meeting someone, and he brought that energy too. Like, he was really present and fun. And like, I don't know. I mean, I don't really think there's anything like a bad date. I think they're just dates and like exceptional dates. So like, I definitely thought this one was exceptional. Like, we were together for a couple hours. Like I said, we had a couple drinks and like, we're just joking and having fun. Like afterwards, he like did walk me to my car, which I thought was very like thoughtful. And like, we kissed. I don't know. I took it as like a good sign. We were talking there for like a little bit more. Then we left. I don't know. I just thought for sure I was going to hear from him again. And like, he didn't say anything. Like, I did text him like a couple of times the next day, but like never heard anything back. So like I said, like, I have some experience with dates. So I guess I'm just like dying to know what happened on his end.
Well, I love that you go into these dates with no expectation, you know,
because yeah.
Like, you said yourself, you enjoy dating. Whether it results in anything or not, it sounds like you enjoy getting to know people.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So that, first of all, I love that approach to begin with, rather
Thank
than
you.
Dreading it. And you said you were getting the same vibe from him, which is even better. What do you think his expectations, though, were of the day? Because you said you met on Tinder. So do you think he was kind of hoping for a one-night stand or for a hookup? And then when it didn't happen, he sort of washed his hands of you?
I guess that is a possibility. I think because I go on so many dates, I can kind of like gauge that even before, you know, like there's like an expectation before, like whether that comes to like where you're going or like what, you know, like there's just social cues that I feel like I can pick up on. I do know like Tinder does get a bit of a bad rap. Like, I'm on a couple different apps and like, I try not to stick to one because I think there's amazing people to meet all over.
Right.
But I'll be honest, like unless I'm like completely off, I didn't get the one night like vibes from him. That wasn't the vibe he was giving or I was giving. So I don't think that I don't think that's it.
Okay. Hmm. Well, why don't we take a break? When we come back, we'll call him up. We'll see what he has to say.
All right. Oh, gosh.
All right. That's all right. You got some time. And if you think of anything else that you want to add or that you think is pertinent, then we'll talk about it when we come back. A second date update continues next with Jeff and Jen at Q102.
Always feel confident on your second date with help from the Plastic Surgery Group. Schedule a consultation at 513-791-4440 or at theplasticsurgerygroup.com. Surgery has
an art. I'm Bradley Trainer,
and I'm Don McClain. We have a podcast called Blinded by the Item.
A blind item is gossip about a celebrity with their name left out. It's a guessing game, and you can play along. The item might be like, this A-list star carries a Birkin bag worth more than the average person's house to the gym to work out.
Pretty sure that's J-Lo.
And P.S., the person behind all of this is Kris Jenner,
LLC. We drop a new episode every weekday so the fun never ends.
Blinded by the Item. Listen wherever you get podcasts and watch us on the Blinded by the Item YouTube channel.
Emma actually enjoys dating. She manages her expectations in such a way as, hey, you know what? Worst case scenario, maybe I make a friend. And if there's chemistry and it results in something more, that's great. And she was getting a similar vibe from Craig. Really interesting dude to talk to. They seemed to share a similar sense of humor, and it just clicked. So having said that, after the date was over, she thought for sure she'd hear from him again, and she didn't. And she reached out and he didn't respond. So here we are, and we're going to call Craig and see what's going on. Unless there's anything else you want to add, Emma? Did I leave anything out?
Like, it felt really good. So I think that's the thing I'm most confused by is like, I felt like there was no awkward. It was all good vibes. So
good.
Yeah. No, nothing else.
All right. Well, let's call him up.
Hello.
Hi. Can we speak with Craig, please?
Yeah, this is Craig.
Hi, Craig. It's Jeff, Jen, Fritch, and Tim at Q102. How are you this morning?
Jeff and Jen?
Hi.
Yeah. You got a few minutes?
Yeah, I got a few minutes. What's going on?
So we spoke to a friend of yours. Do you remember Emma from your Tinder date?
Yes.
Oh, good.
Yes, you know, I do.
Okay. Yeah. She told us what a great time you guys had, what a nice guy you are, how much fun she had with you. All good things.
Yeah. It is great. I liked her. But I go to church, and I believe in good morals and ethics, and I, you know, try to be as good as a human being as I could be in my own life. And to be honest, I think she falls a little bit short in that department.
Ooh, really?
I'm sorry. This is someone you met on Tinder?
Hey.
Yes, I'll explain. Like, so when I walked to her car, like, I was totally on board with seeing her again. I think she's cute. We had a nice time. I even kissed her. It was great. But then I saw something on the back of her on her car. Like, have you seen when cars have, like, stuff painted on the back of their window, like, asking for money, like you can scan it.
Oh, yeah, like Venmo me or contribute to my
whatever
going to Europe fund or something.
Yeah.
Exactly. So she has that on her back window, and it says getting married, like with an exclamation point. It says getting married, and it says bachelorette party this weekend, buy me a drink.
Okay. Wow. Who's she marrying?
Yeah, well, obviously she's not getting married. So, like, I thought, like, maybe, you know, she was borrowing someone's car or, you know, maybe she was throwing a party for a friend, you know, something like that. I wanted to, you know, to give her the benefit of the doubt. And I asked her about it, and she just kind of was just like, no, I'm just, you know, trying to collect enough money for the down payment for a new car. And I don't know. To me, that's just messed up. You know, she's clearly not getting married. And I asked if, you know, she's getting any donations, and she was just like, oh, yeah. You know, I've been, you know, getting tons of donations. They've been left on my car for months. I've got thousands of dollars. You know, I've used it to pay bills and even do Botox. And I'm just like, that's jacked up. That's just jacked up. So I was a little bit disappointed in the character.
I wonder how many people are doing that.
Oh, you know,
I wonder how many times those signs on the back are, like, legit of what's really happening, right? Or if they're just
trying
to...
Well, like, I know every time we drive to Nashville, I feel like between Louisville and Nashville... You see a bachelorette party, Nashville weekend, Venmo at Jeff Thomas or whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
And that's insane.
Yeah.
I mean, what a great idea.
Yeah, assuming you're being honest about it, but Craig is miffed over the fact that you're not being honest about it. How do you respond to that, Emma?
I mean, how do you ever know what you give money to is like what people actually end up spending it on? I don't know. I always think, like, I'll get married someday, and whatever I spend on drinks will come from the same place the money for my car came from. So, like, to me, I'm like, what's the difference? They're just paying for it now.
It's all coming out of the account eventually.
Exactly. I'm like, wow, you're really, that's just so judgmental.
Like, how dare you judge me for being dishonest?
Well, that doesn't sound great.
I don't even know what you're talking about. Like, I'm not even getting that worked up. I just think it's dishonest. And I don't know, your response, like, you're not right in the head. Like, it's wrong. It's just that simple, plain and simple. You're wrong. You're lying to people, and it's messed up.
Well, you know, I mean, that's the thing. It's like when you give, do you ever, even when you're giving to an organization, do you know exactly where your specific dollars are going? Very rarely do you. We all donate to different things at different times, and we can't really ever know for sure, for sure. So, I mean, as someone who gives, you just give with an open heart, believing that where you are giving it to is where it's going to go. And then you just, what they do with it, they do with it.
Yeah.
You know, you just have to be open-hearted and giving and kind and assume they've got the best. And don't not give because you think that they're not going to use it the way you think they should use it.
Well, what do you say, Craig? Then will you go out with her after hearing the argument about giving and the spirit of giving?
Yeah, no. No? Not really my style. Thank you.
Okay.
So.
I mean, I guess, you know, live and learn. I still don't think it's wrong, but
I mean, if you want a down payment on the car, why not just say it's for a down payment on the car?
Because you know what? I use it for whatever I need, and someday it is for my drink.
Well, then just write on there. For whatever I need. why do you feel
every
the need
day
to lie?
To what I need to pay that day. Got it.
Yeah. Try it and see if it works. Try if you're really, really honest.
Yeah.
Say, I'm driving around this piece of crap, can't afford a new car. Venmo me to help me with a down payment.
Exactly.
I bet people would.
I bet people would, too.
I think you'd be
also,
surprised.
If they don't,
they'd be refreshed by the honesty.
To the lie.
Yeah. Because right. I think people are probably fatigued with the whole bachelorette buy me a drink scheme, you know?
Oh, yeah. Then people don't even like tipping anymore.
Right.
Like down payment next Botox session. I need right. more Botox.
Exactly right.
Yes. Tell them the truth.
Oh, man. Good idea.
All right. Well, best of luck to you both. Thanks for coming on Second Date Update.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate you.
And Craig, thanks for coming on and having the conversation with us.
Thank you, guys.
Yep.
You bet.
All right. If you need a little help with a Second Date Update, it's so easy. You just got to send us an email, Jeff and Jenna at WKRQ.com.
Dealing with a significant tornado risk today with heavy downpours and lightning likely, and then round two sometime after 1 p.m. with an even greater tornado risk this afternoon and this evening. We'll see an overall high today of 70, and we're sitting right about 68 here at Cincinnati's Q102. Coming up, first dates over video now.
Wow.
That's a thing.
It's a thing.
Also, do you drive around with your dog on your lap?
Thanks for listening to the Q102 Jeff and Jen Morning Show Podcast, brought to you by CVG Airport. Fly healthy through CVG. For more information, go to CVG Airport / fly healthy.